She was the latest hire at the office, and I was drawn to her immediately. She had the look of the perfect girl next door, but with just a hint of mischief in her smile and a twinkle in her eye that made me curious to get to know her better. I was delighted when we were put on the same team for a project at work. It was high pressure, with a short turnaround, which meant we were going to be spending a lot of time together, some potentially late nights, and a shared work goal that would definitely connect us. I had hoped for something romantic, but really I was just looking to get to know her better. I had a feeling, a sense that maybe we might connect at a very deep level. The few meetings were all work. We had a lot to do and a lot on the line. At the end of the week, when we reached a good stopping point and the feeling of complete exhaustion, she asked if I wanted to grab a drink. I agreed, perhaps a bit too enthusiastically. It was a bit after 1 a.m., and after I remarked that the bars would be closing soon, she told me her place was very close and she had a bottle of scotch and a couple of glasses, if I wanted to join her. I tried not to let my excitement show, but evidently my smile gave me away. She smiled back with a little bit of a laugh. We made small talk as we headed back to her place. She directed me to the couch and poured a couple of drinks and sat down beside me. "So, tell me, what do you do for fun?" I shrugged a bit, made a few work-related jokes, and told her about the last book I read. I was trying to play it cool, not revealing too much, but also trying to connect with her. She leaned over and ran her hand across my chest.
"You really dress well. I love this shirt. It was one of the first things I noticed about you,"
she said, moving closer. We kissed. It was amazing. I had been thinking of how her lips would feel, and they didn't disappoint. We fumbled around a bit, mostly like high school kids making out for the first time. It was a wonderful feeling. Sexy. Playful. I could tell she was a bit of a tease, and I have to confess, I really loved that. A few times, her hand roamed down between my legs, and she would give my cock a little squeeze, giggling as she did, biting my lip and moaning softly. Nothing more, just that little squeeze, which just made me more excited, more turned on, and more desperate for her. I liked her taking the initiative and taking control. Eventually, she pulled away and mentioned how late it was getting. We had an early start the next day, and it was after 3 a.m.
"You probably should be getting home,"
she said. I nodded and stood up, adjusting my pants, trying to hide my erection that she had been encouraging for the last 2 hours. She was watching, biting her lip, and looking at me with what I can only describe as smoldering eyes. I could tell she was turned on by it. I could also tell that she knew just how turned on I was as well. I have always loved being teased, and I could tell she was very, very good at it. It seemed to come naturally to her. Just enough to make me want more, to need more. It was a slow, gradual process leading me to a feeling of quiet desperation, never anything quite enough to allow me to encourage her. It felt almost accidental, but we both knew it wasn't. I didn't sleep much. I couldn't get her out of my head. The taste of her lips, the feeling of her body against mine, her scent, the smell of her hair. I just let it wash over me. The more I did, the harder I got. My cock was throbbing, aching. Normally, I would have just masturbated and let all the pent-up frustration out, which would have then put me right to sleep, but I didn't. I just let myself feel it and think of her. I wondered what she was up to, what she was thinking, what she was doing.
I had a sense. He was so cute when I asked him back to my place. I knew right then he liked me. I was drawn to him immediately. Good looking, great at his job, smart, funny. What wasn't to like? So when we got back to my place, I was pretty sure what I needed to do. He wasn't the kind of guy to make the first move. That was going to be up to me. I was okay with that. I always have been. I don't mind taking control, at least at first. When I touched him, it was like there was electricity between us. As I ran my hand over his chest, I thought about him kissing me, throwing me down, and taking me right there on the couch. I knew he wouldn't, because he wasn't that kind of guy. But here's the funny thing. I wanted to feel that with him. The need, the desire, the feeling of surrender. But I didn't want him to actually do it. It sounds strange, I know, but I liked the feeling of frustration, desperation. I could feel myself already slipping into schoolgirl crush mode. When I slid my hand down between his legs, I could feel his cock growing hard. I wanted to keep it that way. As much as I like feeling frustrated and desperate, I love when I can make someone else feel that way too. I love teasing. And I love being teased. It is not just a desire. It is my passion. It's what I fantasize about. It's what I dream about. So after he left for the night, I curled up in bed and began touching myself, slowly running my fingertip along my pussy lips, feeling myself getting wetter and wetter, occasionally letting my fingertip brush over my clit, sending waves of shivers up my spine. I closed my eyes, imagining him doing the same, slowly stroking his cock, making it throb and pulse and ache. Just as I was about to convulse in an orgasm, I stopped. I squirmed, whimpered, twisted around in bed. I thought of him holding me down, pinning my hands over my head as I bucked my hips in wild abandon, feeling his lips pressed to mine, his hard cock just inches from my wet, swollen pussy. I beg him to fuck me, and he whispers in my ear,
"No."
Finally, I can't stand it anymore. My hand slides down my belly, and I frantically rub my clit until I come, over and over again. I burst into tears. I curl up after 5 or 6 orgasms. I can't quite recall how many. I've lost count. The feeling is drained from my body, and once again, I'm disappointed in myself. I feel empty, alone. I want that feeling back. The desperation and frustration, the longing and aching, the misery, the sweet, beautiful misery. I think of him and wonder if he's thinking of me. And then I'm asleep. The alarm goes off and I slide out of bed. Few hours of sleep. Coffee can fix this, I think to myself, and to some degree it does. Off to work, an early Saturday morning. I'm wondering what it's going to be like seeing him.
I had the strangest dream. I woke up with morning wood, hard and throbbing, which isn't terribly unusual. What was unusual was what I did about it, which was nothing. Thoughts of her and the night before popped into my head and made me stop myself. It felt good to be hard for her. It felt like my frustration would somehow please her, amuse her, make her happy. Wishful thinking, I told myself. Just because I wanted her to be some kind of teasing queen didn't actually make it true. I loved the idea and I wanted it to be true, but like so many other women I had dated, it was probably just my imagination working overtime. We'd probably start dating and eventually slip into that everyday routine. Boyfriend and girlfriend. Eventually we'd start fucking and all in all, that wouldn't be so bad. She was cute, fun, and whip smart. I could do worse. I laughed, thinking to myself, this is the fantasy most guys have. Find a girlfriend and have lots of sex. And then my dream popped back into my head. I was watching her. She was smiling and laughing at me. My hands were bound behind me and my cock was hard, throbbing, desperate to be touched. She was shaking her head and refusing to help me, laughing harder and harder. The more desperate I became. And just like that, I was hard and throbbing in my pants. I grabbed a donut and headed to the garage. Work was 20 minutes away and I was already running late. The entire drive I was thinking about her, about what to say, about how we might interact. When I got to the office, she was already there, working on the project. She was all business. We had a call scheduled in an hour, and we were nowhere near ready for it. In an hour, we might be, if we busted our asses. We managed to crank through the numbers and get our presentation ready. The client was impressed, and so were our bosses. After the call, we looked at each other, exhausted. We couldn't help but laugh. 5 minutes later, the phone rang. It was our boss. He was beyond impressed and told us to take the rest of the day off. Tomorrow was Sunday, so we were both going to get a chance to catch up on our sleep. Monday, we'd be back to the grind, but the weekend was free. Finally. I mentioned that I was going to take a nap, and she told me her couch was open if I wanted to save myself the drive and just catch a few winks at her place. My heart started to race, and I felt my cock starting to swell at the thought of it. I agreed. We walked back to her place, and true to her word, she set up her couch and gave me a blanket and told me she was going out for a bit. She'd be back in an hour or so, and asked if I wanted anything. I told her I didn't. I slipped out of my pants, shoes, and shirt, and curled up on the couch, drifting off to sleep almost immediately.
Okay. I got him back to my place. Asleep on my couch, granted, but he was there. I wandered a few blocks and found myself in the local drugstore. My hands were trembling a bit as I picked up a few things. A bottle of lube and a roll of duct tape. I knew I was going to be taking a risk, but I had to try. I had a feeling that this was going to work. I had a sense he was going to like this. No, that he was going to love it. The lube was special. It was the kind that would warm up when you blow on it. And I also picked up a box of latex gloves. He was sound asleep when I got home, snoring a bit. It was cute. I went into my bedroom and picked out some of my favorite lingerie. White lacy bra and panties with little pink bows, garters and white seamed stockings, and a pair of red stiletto heels. I brushed out my hair and did my makeup. An hour later, I was standing beside him, the lube on the side table, with a roll of duct tape in my hands. I couldn't believe I was doing this. I shook him a bit and watched as he blinked himself back to consciousness. He looked at me and smiled, not quite sure what was going on. I whispered into his ear in a breathy, sexy voice, "Roll over so I can tape your hands behind your back." He looked at me, confused at first, and then I watched as he processed my words. "It's okay," I said. "You can trust me." He smiled and nodded a bit. I pulled back the blanket, revealing a tent in his boxers, which made me laugh softly. I ran my hand down his stomach and grabbed his cock and squeezed it tenderly. He moaned, and I guided him to his stomach, drawing his hands behind him. I carefully wrapped the tape around his wrists, making sure they were very securely bound. His arms crossed behind his back, he'd be able to rest on them comfortably. I could feel my pussy getting wet as I wrapped the tape around his wrists. I helped him back so he was face up, and I slowly pulled his underwear down, exposing his cock, which was now rock hard. I caressed his cheek and smiled, leaning down to kiss him. "It seems like you're enjoying this," I said, taunting him a bit. He nodded and swallowed with some difficulty. My panties were dripping. I could feel them sticking to me, and the whole room smelled like my pussy. He must have noticed it, too. He squirmed and tried to find a more comfortable position. I climbed up on top of him, feeling his squirming underneath me. "I like you all tied up," I whispered. "I can do anything I want to you. You realize that, don't you?" He nodded and let out a small whimper. I looked down and saw his cock starting to twitch, pre-cum dripping from the tip. "And what I am going to do is..." I paused and then leaned down and let my lips run over his ear. "Tease you," I hissed. He moaned and then squirmed, and catching his breath, he pleaded,
"Yes, please, please."
His voice was quivering, and I could almost feel his body vibrating underneath me. I took the duct tape and tore off a strip about 6 inches long and pressed it over his lips. His eyes widened, and he let out a muffled moan. I slipped off him and kneeled beside the couch on a pillow, slowly putting on a pair of latex gloves before opening the lube and letting it drip down the head of his cock. With each drop, his cock did a little dance, twitching and straining from each new sensation. Slowly and carefully, I wrapped my hand around his cock, just below the head, and applied some pressure. I held him motionless for a few minutes, letting the sensations grow. I could feel him pulsating, throbbing. Slowly, I began stroking him, taking careful note of every reaction. He'd relax toward the base and grow more and more frantic as I approached the head. The underside just below the tip seemed to drive him crazy, so I started to get closer and closer and then stop. The tape was doing its job nicely, turning every plea into gibberish and every desperate moan into a garbled and twisted expression of pure frustration. I had planned to tease him for a while, maybe 20 minutes. but when I looked at the clock, I was shocked to realize that it had been more than 2 hours. I would pause to give him a few moments to recover, watching the desperation grow in his eyes. I couldn't tell if he was dreading the next touch or desperate for it. I would tease him by whispering into his ear, telling him I was just going to keep making it worse. Finally, I stopped and looked into his eyes. "Do you want me to make you come?" I asked playfully. He began nodding, desperately, frantically. I leaned down and blew on his cock, sending waves of tingles through his entire body. The lube warmed his cock and it stiffened more. "Really?" I asked, sitting back and looking into his eyes. He nodded again, this time less desperately. "Really?" I asked again, almost sternly. This time, he shook his head no. Tears welled up in his eyes. I almost came watching him. I could see he was ashamed. I could see he had just confessed something deep inside, and I knew how hard it was to admit that. I knew because I was the same. I knew because I wanted that too. I knew because deep down, he was just like me. I slowly peeled the tape from his mouth and helped him sit up. With his hands still bound, I pulled him close to me and held him. He started to cry. I petted his head and touched his cheek gently. He couldn't speak. He was past words. Once he calmed down a bit, I untaped his hands and rubbed his wrists, which were a bit raw from all his struggling and squirming. It took about an hour until he was back to some semblance of normal. He told me how intense that had been, and how much he had dreamed of something just like that. He asked for reassurance over and over again. He needed to know that I liked it too. That it was not just for him, but that I loved doing it as much as he loved feeling it. Now it was time for my confession. I needed to tell him. It wasn't just that I loved doing it to him. I smiled at him and caressed his cheek. "I wanted to ask if you would do something for me." His eyes widened.
"Anything. Anything,"
he said, so eager. "What I just did to you..." I paused and took a deep breath. "I need you to do that to me." I lowered my head and added the word I was feeling deep inside. "Please."
As much as I wanted to spend time with her, when we got back to her place, I could barely keep my eyes open. Once I hit the couch, I was out like a light. Initially, I was a little uncomfortable stripping down to my underwear, but I was so tired I just stopped caring. She was sweet, giving me a blanket and telling me she was going out for a bit. Waking up was a different story. I felt myself roused back to awareness. I was surprised to see her standing over me. She was dressed in the most beautiful lingerie I have ever seen. Just to add to the effect, her garters and hose tapped into one of my fetishes, adding to my arousal that was already growing. When she showed me the duct tape, my heart raced. My mind started to swim. I know she continued to speak, but I wasn't sure what she was saying at that point. What she didn't know is that she had hit squarely on one of my biggest fetishes. Since I was young, I have had a love of tape. Tape bondage and tape gags. I started seeing a girl I had an enormous crush on playing with tape. She was taping her mouth and peeling it off, and I was transfixed watching her. It was driving me crazy to watch. Later, when I would see girls with taped mouths, it would trigger an intense feeling of arousal. Soon after, I started playing with all kinds of tape myself, using it to tape my cock, my nipples, my mouth, even my eyes. I would even use it to masturbate, placing a long strip on the underside of my cock and ever so slowly peeling it off. By the time I got to the end, it would have me so worked up I could just come from the sensation of peeling it off. When she rolled me over and taped up my hands, I dropped immediately to the deepest subspace. When she taped my mouth, I thought I was going to come. Looking up at her, I could feel myself falling deeper and deeper in love. The desire kept growing along with the desperation. I watched her smile and even started to get off on teasing me. I could smell her pussy. She was getting wetter and wetter as my desperation grew. With my mouth taped, I was forced to smell her, which drew me deeper and deeper into a trance, another fetish. Scents and smells are almost as big a trigger as tape. Her scent was musky, strong and powerful. There was something about the contrast of a girl looking so sweet and innocent, having such a strong smell to her pussy. It wasn't unpleasant, but it was almost unpleasant. It was exactly the kind of scent I fantasize about. It pushed me deeper. I have no idea how much time passed. I barely remember the feeling of being pushed right to the edge, only to be left throbbing and aching. My cock and balls swollen and so sensitive. Each time I was brought to the edge and denied, I could feel my sanity slip away. The only thing that brought me back was her asking me if I wanted to come. Instinctively, I nodded, desperate and out of my mind. She pressed the question.
"Really?"
she asked. My whole body stiffened. What was I doing? What did I want? If I came, this would all end. It would be over in a second. Still, I nodded.
"Really?"
she prodded one more time. I burst into tears, admitting to myself finally I didn't want this to end. I shook my head. I didn't want it to end, ever. I wanted to feel this with her forever, trapped, desperate, frustrated and needy, dependent. I loved it, and I began to suspect I loved her. I had no words as she peeled the tape from my lips and pulled me to her. As I came back to reality in her arms, I felt so close to her. We had shared so much. I needed to know she felt it too. She assured me she did. I didn't believe her at first, and I kept asking over and over. She was everything I wanted and needed, every fantasy fulfilled. I wasn't yet brave enough to confess my feelings or the fetishes she had inadvertently discovered, but I would. But first, there was something she wanted to ask me, and when she did, it completely rocked my world.
I was nervous, anxious even asking, but he smiled and seemed to like the idea. I was blushing and squirming at the thought, and when he asked me if I wanted him to use the tape too, I just closed my eyes and nodded. I could feel the butterflies in my stomach, and I knew I needed him to tease me, to take me right to the edge and keep me there as long as possible, just like I did to him. That look in his eyes, as much as I loved it, and God, I did love seeing it, I also envied it. I wanted to feel that way for him. I knew I was going to hate it, but I also knew it was something I craved. I needed it like an addiction, something you know is bad for you, but you just can't help yourself. The more you get, the more you need. But it was embarrassing to admit. As he guided me down to the couch, I started to tremble. I had played with this kind of thing before, but this time I knew that he understood what was at stake. What I had just done to him is what I needed him to do to me. My heart was pounding as I felt his strong hands take hold of my wrists, pulling my arms behind me. I totally surrendered to his touch. He was quite forceful. Surprisingly so. As the tape was wrapped around my wrists, I started to squirm and moan. He rolled me back so I was facing him and looked deeply into my eyes. I felt like I was short of breath. I opened my knees and looked back into his eyes. I tried to speak, but I couldn't find any words. It was my last chance, as he took a strip of tape and pressed it over my lips. Just the way I had done it to him. I could feel his cock growing harder, pressing against my leg. He took his time, running his fingers over the tape, smoothing it on my cheeks and tracing the contours of my lips beneath it, playing with my taped lips. I squirmed more as he ran his fingers over my taped lips, closing my eyes and raising my hips a bit, so hungry for his touch. I wanted to beg him to touch me, but all I could do was whimper. At first, he just let his hands wander over my body, touching, probing, caressing, watching my responses. Finally, he began sliding his fingers under the top of my panties, gradually getting closer and closer to my pussy. I squirmed and bucked, desperate for his touch. But he would pull away just as he was about to touch me. He rested his hand on my pussy over my panties and barely touching me. It was just enough that I could feel him, feel the warmth of his hand, but not quite enough to give me any sensation. His hand was still, not moving at all. Each time I would move or press into him, he would counter it, pulling away. Just enough to deny me the sensation I was so hungry for. He was looking into my eyes, watching me. I tugged at my taped wrists, feeling the helplessness wash over me. He leaned down and kissed my taped lips before adding a second and third strip of tape, covering most of my lower face. And then he started to touch me between my legs, sliding his hand under my panties and finding my clit. He slowly rubbed it, gradually letting the feelings inside me start to build. I had never felt such an intense and overwhelming orgasm starting to build. And then his hand disappeared. He pressed on my knees, spreading my legs apart, and I felt the orgasm starting just barely. Just one more touch, one sensation on my clit would be enough to send me over the edge. I was just at the point of no return, almost one touch away. But that touch wasn't coming. I tried to plead and beg him to touch me, but the tape turned it all into muffled moans and whimpers. I tried everything, squirming, bucking, pressing, but nothing helped. I would have done anything for that one touch, anything. Tears started to flow and my mind was spinning out of control. He leaned down and whispered in my ear, telling me to calm down and be quiet. It was going to be a long night for me, and we were just getting started. I lost count of how many times he took me to that edge. He instinctively knew just when to stop, to maximize my frustration. My eyes were swollen from crying and my hair was a complete mess. Any makeup I had on was now long gone. Somewhere in the middle, I genuinely would have done anything to make it stop. I had never felt anything like it. By the end, I was completely wrecked, curled up in his arms, sobbing. He released my hands, but kept the tape on my mouth, occasionally running his fingers over it and smiling, telling me how beautiful I was. When he finally peeled it off my lips, I didn't have any words for him. All I could do was bury my face in his chest and hold on to him tight. Whatever I was feeling, I didn't have the vocabulary for. It was unlike anything I had ever felt or experienced. Somehow, we found our way to the bedroom. We slept for 12 hours. And when we woke up, neither of us quite knew what to say.
Waking up, I felt almost like I was hungover. She was awake too, but neither of us seemed to be able to do more than shift around a little bit in bed. I finally broke the ice. "So, that happened," I said, laughing a bit. She smiled back at me.
"It certainly did,"
she said softly. She rolled over and put her arm across my chest and cuddled up a bit.
"I've dreamed of that, you know,"
she said softly. "It wasn't too much?" I asked. She shook her head and bit her lip.
"Well, I mean, it kind of was, but too much is kind of the point, right?"
I laughed and agreed.
"So, I'm wondering. I mean, I just tease you like that, and then I was bound up and helpless and horny. I was a little surprised you didn't, well, take advantage of the situation,"
she said a bit shyly. "You mean fuck you?" I asked point blank. She nodded, blushing a bit. "It isn't that I didn't want to, but..." She interrupted me before I could complete the thought.
"But it felt better not to,"
she interjected. "Yeah, I mean, I guess that's one way to describe it."
"Because I really wanted you to. I mean, really wanted you to,"
she continued. I started to apologize and she shook her head.
"I know it sounds weird, but I really wanted it, but I'm glad you didn't. Doesn't it sound weird to say that? Wanting it like that is what I crave. Even more than doing it? I'm sorry,"
she trailed off.
"I'm probably not making any sense."
"Oh no, that makes perfect sense. I feel exactly the same way. I was so turned on watching you. I mean, it was incredible. But I wanted the feeling, too. I wanted that feeling, wanting it so bad, but not being... what's the word?"
"Allowed,"
she said. I smiled. "Allowed." She looked up at me, smiling back.
"What if,"
she said, smiling playfully as she looked at me.
"What if we had a rule that we can do with each other whatever we like, whatever turns us on, but that neither one of us is allowed?"
"Allowed to fuck?" I asked, not quite understanding. She shook her head.
"Allowed to orgasm."
I swallowed hard and blushed. I stammered a bit. It was one of my deepest fantasies, but also one which I had never imagined I would ever be able to explore.
"Both of us. So it's even. No orgasms, just teasing. Lots and lots of teasing. I mean, I guess we could even fuck as long as neither of us comes,"
she said, giggling a bit. I was trying to process everything that was happening. I felt her hand slide under the sheets and take hold of my cock, which was now rock hard and dripping pre-cum.
I'll take that as a yes,
she said, giving it a firm squeeze. Yes, I added, chuckling. That is a big yes. I pulled her close to me. You are amazing, I told her. She smiled brightly. She interrupted our embrace, saying she was hungry and recommended a diner just around the corner. We both threw on our clothes and, looking more than a bit disheveled, headed down to get some breakfast. My balls were feeling very full from the evening of teasing and being teased, and I could feel the low-grade ache that comes with a case of blue balls. Normally, it's the kind of thing I would take care of myself. So, when you say no coming, you mean with each other, right? She nodded.
I meant not with each other. But, well, it could mean something else too, right?
Well, I was just thinking that, you know, it might make sense to handle the rest of it in private. She inhaled a bit.
Yeah, I know what you mean, and that's something I want to talk to you about. Let's get some food in us first. So I floated my proposal the morning after. I didn't quite know what to call it. It was kind of like being fuck buddies, but without the fucking? Everything but the fucking, actually? Tease buddies? I'm not quite sure if that has the same ring to it. He seemed as into it as I was. It was a relief, but also a bit daunting. I still didn't feel quite right after being pushed so hard the night before. It was a good feeling, though, the feeling I had been chasing all my life. And now, giving up my orgasms, that was something that sent shivers down my spine. Did he get it? Did he understand what I was actually proposing? Last night was only the beginning. We were going to find ways to keep teasing each other, finding new buttons to push, going deeper and deeper. I was looking for my own personal orgasm-free nightmare. Was he looking for the same? I was worried he was getting a bit nervous. He'd already hinted at masturbation. I thought to myself, that might be fine for him, but I want someone to control that as well. I mean, what's the point if I can just run off to the bathroom and make all the desperation and frustration go away anytime I want it? What's left after that? So when we sat down at the booth and got our orders in, I broached the subject. I wasn't sure how it was going to go over. I worried I was going to risk blowing it. I mean, here was a guy that was into exactly what I was into. That was something I'd never had before, not even close. So, I started tentatively. Remember the night we first kissed? He nodded.
Of course. How could I forget?
Well, that night, I ended up going home and thinking about you. And, well, I ended up touching myself and going a little too far.
Too far?
He asked. I nodded. I mean, I came.
Oh, that's okay.
He was clearly a bit flummoxed.
I'm cool with that.
I took a deep breath. But I'm not, I said a bit sheepishly. There was a long, awkward pause. I want you to punish me for it, I said, unable to look up.
I see,
he said. Another long pause, interrupted only by the arrival of our food. I had a deep, sinking feeling.
I have to admit, I am not really sure what that would look like,
he added. I told him I was sorry. I shouldn't have said anything. He shook his head.
No, not at all. I'm actually really interested in the idea. I'm just not sure what it would look like. I mean, my first thought is to punish you by not letting you come again. But you'd like that, wouldn't you?
He continued without waiting for an answer.
So it has to be something you genuinely don't like and don't want. But honestly, it should be something for me, something I would enjoy.
I felt my spirits lift a bit. Maybe he was actually getting this. I nodded. Exactly. When I say punishment, I really mean it.
So, like a spanking?
He offered. I blushed. A lot. No, I'm afraid I might like that one a little too much, too. He raised his eyebrows in response.
Good to know,
he said, smiling.
So,
he continued, with some curiosity in his voice.
I assume this goes both ways?
I squirmed a bit in my chair. I had to admit to myself, the thought of punishing him was also a turn-on. It scratched that little sadistic itch inside me. Well, fair's fair, right? He smiled.
Yes, it is. I can't deny I like the idea. From both sides.
We both ate, leaving the conversation there for the moment. As we were finishing up, I looked at him and smiled. I'm really glad we found each other, I told him.
Me too,
he said, smiling back. As we left the restaurant, he took my hand and we walked, hand in hand, back to my apartment. I was really starting to feel like I had found someone who understood me and who might be able to take me to all those places I had dreamed about. Maybe I wouldn't have to be alone.
Breakfast was interesting. For most of my life, I had believed I was going to be forever alone with my strange desires, kinks, fetishes. I wasn't quite a submissive, though I love submitting to dominant women. I wasn't quite a dominant either, though I love seeing women bound and gagged and teasing them mercilessly. It was hard enough to find kinky relationships even when you did fit the typical roles, but when you didn't, it was even harder. Now she comes along, and she is just as comfortable teasing as being teased, and now she was even talking about adding punishment to our relationship. I could tell by the way she brought it up that she needs that. What I hadn't told her was that I needed it too. I felt bad not being more direct, but it was something of a curveball, and it took me some time to wrap my head around it. I had fantasies about this kind of thing, but no practice. And some of what I had fantasized about was more extreme than was either possible or desirable. So, how were we going to figure this out? As we walked, I mused a bit. So, punishment, huh? Can you give me an example? She laughed a bit.
So that's the problem. Anything I can think of turns out to be some weird fantasy that I would end up liking. It's really kind of difficult. I mean, I can think of lots of ways to punish you.
She giggled a bit at her confession. Oh, can you now? Like what? She shook her head.
Only one way to find out. But trust me, they will be things you won't enjoy.
Her words made my heart race. I must have blushed a bit because she called me out on it.
So do you like that idea?
She said, smiling a bit more.
I wasn't sure at first.
I nodded, blushing more. I do. I really do. We continued walking, going past her place and down to the park, where we sat on a bench together. I told her, for this to really work, we need to be completely honest with each other. No secrets. I want to know everything about you, every desire, every fantasy, no matter how embarrassing or how much it makes you feel exposed. And I'll do the same. I won't ever judge you for anything you tell me. I want to use every bit of it to take you to places you need to go, that we both need to go. She smiled and nodded enthusiastically.
It can be hard to open up that way, but I agree. We need to. It'll make this so much better. I've never had anyone I could tell these things to. It's hard. Scary. But it's also thrilling.
I was squirming a bit, sitting with her.
So tell me something,
she said, coaxing me a bit. About? I asked.
About you. Something that I can use to tease you, or to punish you, I don't know. Tell me a secret,
she said, almost whispering in a sexy tone that seemed to cut right through me. Well, let me think. I paused. Okay, this is a bit embarrassing, so I want to phrase it right, I said a bit nervously. So, you know how we were using the tape to tie each other up? She nodded, listening. Well, it's kind of a thing for me. I mean, a really big thing.
Being tied up?
She asked. I blushed. No. The tape. She smiled brightly and her eyes opened wide.
Oh my God, I love tape!
She said a little louder than I was comfortable with. I squirmed and blushed.
No need to be embarrassed,
she told me. I swallowed a bit and added a bit of a confession. Well, here's the thing. I mean, I kind of like being embarrassed about it.
You like feeling embarrassed?
She probed a little further. I nodded, looking down.
About your silly little tape fetish,
she said, her voice now taking on a mocking tone. I felt my stomach fill with butterflies as she started to laugh.
Listen, I have no problem at all making fun of you for it. You want to feel embarrassed? I will embarrass the shit out of you. But you need to be sure that it's really what you want,
she explained. I nodded.
I can be really mean. I can be relentless. I can make you regret telling me these things. It doesn't have to be that way, but that's something I will have endless amounts of fun with. And you already know how much I love playing around with tape, right?
I nodded. She pressed her finger under my chin and raised my head, forcing me to look into her eyes.
But you have to tell me this is what you really want. And once you do, you can't back out. I'm exactly the same way, no take backsies. You tell me you want to be embarrassed, and I'm going to embarrass you, and not just in the ways you like, because I want to make you really feel it. Understand?
I nodded.
Say it,
she commanded. I understand, I said, feeling myself drifting off into subspace with her.
So is it just your silly little tape fetish that makes you feel embarrassed?
She continued, pressing on in a more stern voice. I shook my head.
Oh, goody.
She teased.
I'm betting there are all sorts of embarrassing things locked away in that brain. I'm going to have fun finding them and using them.
It took a few moments for me to regain my composure. Do you? I asked.
Do I what?
She asked in return. Have any, I don't know, embarrassing fetishes? She smiled and nodded. And you, like, well, do you feel the same way? She smiled even more and nodded.
How do you think I know how to humiliate you so easily?
She teased. I smiled back, feeling a bit of my own sadistic streak beginning to rise.
They're different, more personal things that make me feel insecure sometimes, I guess. I like it when someone knows those things, when they're willing to use them to make me feel things.
She paused for a bit.
Bad things.
I listened. And? I prompted.
And, well, we aren't so different. Except the things that really get to me tend to be a lot darker. You might find it hard to do. I'm not quite ready to talk about it yet.
I put my arm around her and pulled her close to me. I have no problem making you feel bad about yourself, if that's what you really need, I said, consoling her. I want you to know that. I can be just as dark as you need me to be. She looked up at me, tears welling up in her eyes.
Thank you,
she whispered. We sat quietly for a while, just holding each other.
The next day, we spent together online, looking at websites, sex shops, kinky boutiques. We discussed everything we saw, what excited us, what didn't. By the end of the day, we decided that what we really needed was to have a way to control ourselves, our desires, our ability to please ourselves whenever we wanted. We each agreed to select a chastity device. I would pick his, and he would pick mine. We would find the best we could and spare no expense. We also began a new tradition, our Saturday morning confessions. Each Saturday, we would take an hour just after breakfast, and we would each confess something that turned us on or excited us. It wasn't playtime, and there was no follow-up, at least not in the moment. But we each began building a mental profile of the other, what we craved and desired, and how best to tease and torment one another. And once a year, we decided, on our birthdays, we would be allowed to come, unlocked and released, with free rein to do whatever we saw fit, to unload a year of frustration and desperation. I learned to milk him with a prostate massage, which allowed him to release his pent-up semen with no orgasm or pleasure. I would delight in watching it dribble out. I'd collect it and feed it to him. He learned how to clean and wash me, allowing me to stay in my belt almost indefinitely. And now we spend our mornings, our afternoons, and our evenings teasing each other, and we go to bed every night in each other's arms. He holds me, and I know his cock is throbbing, aching for me. I press into him, and he knows my cunt is wet, needy, hungry, wanting to be touched and fucked. But neither of us will get that now, except for that one special day each year when we celebrate our coming into the world and the joy that we each have knowing we've found the one who understands us, cares for us, and above all, loves us. And tonight, as I close my eyes and drift off to sleep, letting the frustration and desperation consume me, I remember his words the first time we spoke.
So tell me, what do you do for fun?